You may be seated, and if you would turn in your Bibles to Mark chapter 4. Today, I've come with a word of encouragement. I was wondering, you know, I'm not looking a sermon to preach. I've got so many sermons I could preach for years. But I want a word from God when I come. And I was wondering, Lord, do I have the right word today? Well, I have a word of encouragement. But I have received this from Sister Julia Page. And when I got this morning, she said, I felt like sending, impressed to send it. It was my assurance that I have a word for some of you that are going through some hard places and you need a word of encouragement. This is from Reinhard Bonnke. I grew up at the mouth of the river Ebe in Germany. When the tide was out, we boys played around the barges or lighters that had sunk with their flat kneels in the mud banks. In my mind, they were impossible to shift or move by any marine engine or tug. But then the quiet ripples would come minute by minute, water creeping higher up the sides of those immovable vessels. I have seen them begin to float so that a little water, my foot could push them, move them from the choir. Hundreds of tons, though they weighed. And listen to this. When we preach the gospel anywhere, the tide comes in. The immovable suddenly becomes movable. The incurable, curable. And the impossible, possible. What happens? The rules have changed for you. God is in action. The gospel is the power of God. I hold in my hand the greatest weapon the world has ever known. It is the book of books. It is the Holy Bible. Its pages will fill your life with joy unspeakable that is full of glory. It tells about our Savior who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you could ever ask or think. It is the power of God unto salvation. It is the Word Himself, Jesus, that was made flesh, that expresses Himself through the pages of this book. And if you need a word today, I've come with a word for you. So many times when we feel overwhelmed in life and we feel like giving up, don't give up. Don't ever quit, because you may be right on the brink of the greatest miracle you have ever seen in your life. My subject this morning, don't ever quit. Don't give up on that lost loved one. Don't give up on that dream God has given you. Don't give up because your prayers have been delayed. Don't give up because you have failed. Don't give up. Don't ever quit. It's not over till God says it's over. Don't let a quitting spirit get upon you. I come with a word from God this morning. I come with a word of encouragement. Don't accept defeat. Get up and try again. Because if you'll get up and try again, let me tell you on the authority of God's word, you can make it. I said, you can make it. Look at your neighbor and tell him, you can make it. Because you are blessed and highly favored of God. Hallelujah. I want you to listen to what Jesus said about the kingdom of God. Sometimes we pray and we just think, well, it didn't happen. A whole lot more happened. The tide is coming in. A whole lot more is happening than you think. Mark 4:26, Jesus said, and he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and he should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring up and grow. He knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that, the full corn in the ear. Jesus is saying the kingdom of God, what you're praying about, is just like a man casting seed into the ground. He sleeps, he rises, day after day, night after night, and he doesn't know how that seed springs up and brings forth of itself, but it's in the earth. It's in God's plan. And the seed for salvation is the word of God. We're born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And if you'll cast that seed up into the ground of prayer, into the ground of faith, if you'll just keep casting that into the ground, giving it, watering it with the name of Jesus, watering it with prayer, watering it with praise, your miracle will spring up And God will do what God said he will do. All the promises of God are yes in him. And the amen is spoken by us to bring glory to God. My subject this morning, don't ever quit. Don't let a quitting spirit get on you. Let us pray. Father, we love you. We praise you. We thank you for the miracles we've seen in this place today. We thank you how you've already spoken to us, God. You've already talked to us, Lord. And you've already told us to not to quit. Don't let that spirit get on us. But to sow the word of God, to speak it, to decree it, to declare it from our lips. And whatever we settle on earth is settled in heaven. Hallelujah. Whatever we loose on earth, it's loosed in heaven. And we loose the power of the gospel. And as it comes in, Lord, as it continues to rise, it is the power of God to salvation to everyone that believes. Thank you for miracles. Look up and say, Lord, I thank you for my miracle. Come on. Say, Lord, I thank you for my miracle. I come for a miracle, and I thank you for my miracle. Hallelujah. You know, too many times we just turn back and we limit God. But if you will press on in God, and if you will remember his nature, if you will remember his love, if you will remember his power, you can get your miracle from the hand of God. Hallelujah. Now, you got to press in. Look at what happened to Israel. Psalm 78:41. Psalm 78:41. Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. Look at this. They did not. They remembered not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy. They turned back because they had forgotten what God had done. And so many times we get in church and we see problems and we see the difficulties God wants you to see the miracle working power. God wants you to see the lives that have been transformed. Then God wants to take you back to you where you first met the Lord and how God began to work in your life and how God has added things to your life. They turned back. Israel did. They forgot the miracles. They did not remember his wonders. And they doubted his willingness to bless them. And they didn't do it deliberately. They just simply failed to remember. That's why I want to talk to you this morning. Just like that was true with the nation of Israel, it's true with many people in the church today. And when you fail to remember God's miraculous power, your faith begins to diminish. Sometimes we fail and we feel like giving up, which brings me to my first point. Number one, God is not limited by our failures. I said God is not limited by our failures. So many times we look at life and because of our failures, we feel like giving up. But God is not limited. God is not limited by our failures. God is not limited by anything except our lack of faith, our lack of praise, our lack of worship. He said, call upon me and I will answer you. I will show you great and mighty things which you don't even know anything about. Now, when Jesus chose his 12 disciples to carry the gospel to the world, he chose a bunch of misfits. I don't even know why he chose me, but he did. I'm glad he did. Hallelujah. But think about it. He told Peter, launch out into the deep. And Peter didn't want to get back out there on that boat. He had accepted his failure. He did not want to try again. He began to make excuses, like a lot of us do. He said, Master, we have toiled all night. And Master, we haven't caught anything. Well, maybe you feel like that. Lord, I've worked all my life, but I have nothing. I haven't accomplished anything. That's the way Peter felt. He said, I have failed. We have caught nothing. God looks for people who have failed. You know, God is never drawn to fool. God is always drawn to empty. So if you feel empty, if you feel barren, if you feel destitute this morning, then you're right on the brink of your miracle because God is drawn to need. God is never drawn to fool. He's drawn to those who have a contrite spirit and who have a worshipful heart and say, Lord, I can't do this myself, but I know a God who can. And Lord, I'm depending on you for my miracle. Hallelujah. Lord, I've worked all my life and I don't have nothing. See, God looks for people who have failed. He looks for those who have failed, but who are willing to get up and try again. Hallelujah. He looks for those who have come to the end of themselves and who are willing to put their full, complete trust wholly in the Lord. Jesus told Peter, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. I want you to watch Peter's faith as it unfolds. Look at Luke 5:5. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when he obeyed, when he did what the master had told him to do, they caught a great multitude of fish. These men had given up. Their boats were empty. But God is not limited by our failures. They had failed, but Jesus had other plans for them. Hallelujah. They weren't just going to catch a bunch of fish that you eat. They were going to become fishers of men. Put your hand in that nail-scarred hand and ask God, what have you planned for my life? It may be something you never even thought about. Hallelujah. But if you'll put your hand in the hand of God and walk out into the darkness in faith, praise God, you'll never walk in darkness. You'll walk in the light of His Word. His Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Hallelujah. David said, Thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against Thee. And I'm not going to sin against God by not using my faith. I'm going to let my faith go out there, soar up to the heavens, hallelujah. Lay hold of the promises of God. Bring them back into earth's dominion, hallelujah. And distribute them to other people. Go on, praise God for His goodness, hallelujah. Their faith arose. He put His trust in the Word of God, and God gave them a great miracle. He believed that if he would obey the Lord, that things would get better and that the tide would shift things, hallelujah. See, when God begins to move, when He begins to add the water of the Spirit, it begins to rise and rise and rise. The incurable becomes curable. The impossible becomes possible. And that dream that you had, all of a sudden you get a word from God. And He opens a door that no man can close and closes a door that no man can open. And you walk through, hallelujah, and your life is blessed by God. And you become a blessing to others. Somebody go and praise the Lord, hallelujah. Jesus can make things happen that you and I could never make happen on our own. How does God do that? He does that by the power of the Holy Ghost. He said in His Word, it's not by power nor by might, it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord God of hosts. And if you'll give your whole heart to Jesus Christ, if you will seek Him, I promise you something, God will answer your prayer. God will give you that word that you need. Brother John Curlings has gone home to be with the Lord. He left here Friday afternoon, November the 2nd, about 3:30 in the afternoon. But he's with his Savior today, and they had him all hooked up to oxygen. He wanted to go home. He said, no. He said, take this oxygen off of me. I'm ready to go. And when they took the oxygen off, he had his little dog Spanky in his lap, and his soul soared up to be with Jesus Christ. To be absent from the body for the saint is to be present with the Lord. Hallelujah. This world's got its problems. Well, let me tell you, this is not what we're looking for. We're looking for the blessings of heaven for eternity. But while we're here, praise God, we're going to appropriate God's promises. We're going to appropriate God's miracles. We're going to do it by faith because God said, if I can just find a little faith, I'll give you that miracle that you've been working and seeking for. I want to show you how much faith it takes. Zoom in on my Bible right there, Brother Baker. That is a grain. That is a mustard seed. Inside of that mustard seed, there is a grain. And Jesus didn't say if you have mustard seed faith. He said if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you ask God and God will do it. Hallelujah. So maybe your faith hasn't gotten here yet, but let me tell you, it's coming. How does faith come? It comes by hearing the Word of God. Maybe it hasn't gotten here, but good and mercy, they're following you. They're on your trail, hallelujah, and faith is coming down the road, and when faith arrives, miracles happen. Somebody go and praise God for me, hallelujah. So don't give up. Get God involved in the equations of life, and don't ever quit. Don't limit God, because God is not limited. He can do anything, anytime, anywhere, any place, for anyone he chooses to do it for. God never expects you to make it on your own. And God has incredible things planned for your life. Listen to me, new converts. God has incredible things planned for your life. I never thought when I got saved I would be in a pulpit. I never thought that God would give me a pastor's wife with the heart of a pastor's wife. I didn't want to be a pastor. I knew I was called to preach. I just wanted to be an evangelist. But God gave me a pastor's heart. And God said, I'll give you a pastor's according to my own heart that will feed you with knowledge and with understanding. That's my job, is to feed you the word of God. And I love the word. I'm like old Jeremiah. Thy words were found and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called. Hallelujah. Is that your testimony? I'm called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. Did God call you? He said, you've not chosen me. I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain. And listen to this. Whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Somebody praise God. Hallelujah. God is a great God. You may have given up, but God has not given up on you. And if you won't let a quitting spirit get on you, I promise you something, you can make it. Life can deal you some hard, crushing blows. Many times we feel defeated. Many times we feel like, I just can't go on. Many times we feel like all hope is gone. Well, if you reach that place today, I've got some good news for you. There is a God in heaven, and God can turn your situation around. I've seen him do it over and over and over again. Moses learned this at the Red Sea. The three Hebrew boys, they learned it in the fiery furnace. Daniel learned it in the den of lions. Peter learned it in the prison cell. And you can find provision, you can find protection, and you can find your blessings in God if you'll give your heart to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So don't ever quit, because God is not limited by any of your failures. Forgetting the things which are behind, reaching forth to the things which are before. I'm in the press, and I'm pressing toward the mark of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ, my Lord. Is he your Lord? Praise God. If he's your Lord, expect your miracle. Keep on keeping on, and don't ever quit. Point number two, your faith will be tested. And that's where a lot of people lose it. I'm going to tell you, your faith will be tested. I wish I could tell you that once you're saved that and accept Jesus Christ, that all your problems will disappear. I can't tell you that, but I can tell you the truth. Your faith will be tested. And the reason it's being tested is because that's a real devil, and he does not want to let you go. But God says the trying of your faith is more precious to him than gold that perishes. And after you've done the will of the Father, you shall receive the promise. So don't quit. Don't ever quit. Hallelujah. Christians are not exempt from the problems of life. And so just because you're a Christian, that does not mean you won't ever have any problems. But it does mean that you will not have to face your problems alone. Can I get a shout? Hallelujah. Can I get somebody to praise God? You will not have to face your problems alone. Hallelujah. Sometimes Christians, they suffer because of the choices they've made in the past. Let me help some of you new ones now. God has a principle that addresses this issue. Look at Galatians 6 and 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But listen to this. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Woo! Go on praising Brother Milton. Hallelujah. I remember when I got saved, I said, God, my life is all messed up. Why is my life so messed up? God said, son, you've sown bad seed. And then God spoke to me. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God I heard him. He said, son, sow to my word and I will bless your life. Hallelujah. And if this Bible says do it, I try to do it. If this Bible says don't do it, I don't want him to go there. I want to obey my Father, because I know his plans for me are so much better than my little pea brain could ever think of. Hallelujah. God is a good God. God is a wonderful God. God cares about you. God loves you. Hallelujah. And God God will make miracles happen in your life if you will only trust him. Hallelujah. Some people who get saved, they suffer from the past. They suffer from wrong decision, things they've done in the past. There are women who are suffering because they married a man that God warned them not to marry. How many people are suffering because they rejected God at a season in their life and they sowed some bad seed? Well, if you sow to the wind, the Bible says you're going to reap a whirlwind. See, sin has a payday, and sin has a downward progressive path. But you don't have to keep going down. I mean, I remember a poem when I was growing up. Two roads diverged in the yellow woods, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler along. I stood, I looked down to one as far as I could, to where it bent beneath the undergrowth. Then I took the other as just as fair and having perhaps the better claim. I took the road less traveled by. Woo! And has made all the difference. Straight is the gate, narrow is the road that leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. Broad is the gate, and wide is the way that leads to destruction. Many there be that go in thereat. So if you've traveled down the wrong road, do like I did. In the Marine Corps, we call it an about face. I can still do it. Get out of the way there. I caught my heel on something. About face, huh? All right, and I just started walking in another direction. I started walking out of that darkness. I started walking into the light of Jesus. Is that your testimony? Hallelujah. That you're walking in the light, and the blood of Jesus Christ constantly cleanses you from all sin. God is a good God. Hallelujah. Sin has a payday, but God, who is rich in mercy, woo! He looks for those that have failed. He looks for those who have failed, but who are willing to get up and try again. I failed, Lord. I'm so ashamed. I failed, Lord. I failed. And everybody knows I failed. God said, get up. Get up and try again. Though a man falls seven times, a righteous man, if he'll get up, he can make it. And if you'll get up, if you're lost in sin and make your way to Jesus, let me tell you something. You can make it. He said, he that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. His arms are open wide. He's a loving Savior. How much did he love us? He stretched out his arms on the cross and gave his life for us. I was thinking about it this moment. He saved others. Himself he cannot save. He saved, they knew he had saved others. They said on the other side of Jericho, a man named Lazarus died. And Jesus went there after 4 days and resurrected him. They knew he had saved others. Yet they're crying, he cannot save himself. They knew that blind Bartimaeus on that Jericho road, he cried out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus kept on walking, and he cried a little louder. Maybe you just need to cry a little bit louder. Hallelujah. That's what Bartimaeus did. Jesus, that son of David, he recognized who he was. Have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still. He said, bring him to me. I can just see old Peter walking over to him saying, you got it made. See, God does use ministers. You got it made. The master is calling your name. He's calling you. He cast all that old stuff aside. He left the robe. He had on a beggar's robe, red and white back in those days. And it identified him as a beggar. Said, don't ever expect anything else out of him. He's a beggar. He'll never be anything else but a beggar. But he knew Jesus was passing by. He knew Jesus was going to that cross. And he cried out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And the Bible says Jesus stood still, said, bring him to me. And when he brought him to him, he said, what do you need? I mean, he's blind. And Jesus said, what do you need? Have you told him what you need? Have you talked to him about what you need? Have you bowed your heart to him and said, God, I can't make it, but I can make it with you. Hallelujah. What do you need, blind Bartimaeus? He said, Lord, I need for you to open my eyes. And he said, according to your faith, be it unto you. And immediately, boom, his eyes popped open. And he looked right into the face of Jesus. Woo! They knew he had saved others. They knew that woman with that issue of blood had spent everything she had. She said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. She knew that Malachi had said, the son of righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. She said, if I can just get to him, if I can get through this crowd, if I can get through this multitude, if I can just reach out and touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And when she touched him, glory to God, she was made whole. And if you'll reach out and touch him today, glory to God, you can be made whole in Jesus' name. They said he saved others. Himself he cannot save. But he couldn't save himself. That's the paradox. And save you and me. So he willingly went to the cross. He said, I could call my Father and he would send me thousands of angels. He said, but this commandment have I received from my Father. I have the power to lay my life down. I have the power to take it up again. And he knew that if he would give himself on that cross as a sacrifice to save you and me, God would raise him from the dead. That was resurrection power. What is the gospel? Jesus Christ. He was crucified. He was buried. He was dead. And he arose the third day. He ascended into the heaven, put his blood on the mercy seat. So whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What does that word mean? It means saved, healed, delivered, miracle working power. Go on and praise God. Turn your faith loose. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't limit God. Don't ever quit. Hallelujah. See, when you get saved, that's immediate. And the change takes first place on our insides. I remember when I got saved, woo, nothing had changed on the outside. But something got a hold of me. Woo, something changed on the inside. Oh, my Lord. I fought 1,000 devils to get where I am. But praise God, I found out there's power in the blood. There's power in the name. Don't ever quit. You can make it. I tell you, the tide is rising in this place. Look at the miracles we saw. Lives transformed by the power of God. Stand up, Brother Thomas. Hallelujah. Stand up. Glory to God. Give the Lord a clap offering of praise. Look at a life that's been transformed. Stand up, Teresa. Stand up. Give God a praise. Hallelujah. Stand up, Brother Billy. Everybody ought to be standing up right now. Give God some praise for what God has done. I'm looking at some great miracles. God has done some great miracles in our heart. Hallelujah. God continues to do miracles. God is a miracle working God. Hallelujah. Oh, eyes not seen, ears not heard. It's not even in the hearts of man. The things God has prepared for those that love him. Do you love him? Then praise him, hallelujah, for your miracle. Point number three. Don't blame God for your problems. That's a real devil. He goes about, look at 1 Peter 5 and 8. It says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about. Jesus stripped him, made a foot soldier out of him. I used to have a Volkswagen and a bicycle. After I got saved, and I had a Corvette, but I didn't drive that much. But I'd get on my bicycle, and I'd go ride, and I'd say, devil, let me tell you something. I said, Jesus stripped you of your power, made a show of you openly, made a foot soldier out of you. I got a bicycle to ride on. I got a Volkswagen if I want to drive it. And I got a little Corvette if I want to get in that and drive that. Devil, you're a foot soldier. You're the biggest loser of all times. Hallelujah. My life was shattered. My dreams were shattered. Everything was shattered. I'm talking faith though, praise God. I'm just saying God is real. God, I'll never forget when I first cried out to God, I said, God, I know you're there and I know you're real and I need help. I have come to the end of myself, Lord. I need help. And that's where I found him. When he found me, but I did find him as my Savior. I found him. It was when I had come to the end of myself. And I knew I had failed. I knew. People looked at my life and said, oh, he's got it all together. No, I didn't. I was empty inside. My heart was shattered and breaking. But God, who is rich in mercy, he said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. You know, sometimes you meet people in some of the strangest places. Sheila, it's so good to see you in church this morning. She dropped by my house yesterday, and we had a conversation about the Lord. I walked back in, and I told my wife, I saw something in that woman. I saw faith. I saw someone that wants to achieve. Life deals us some hard blows, but don't ever quit. Just get up and keep on coming. How many people have you invited to church lately? I gave her my card. I said, here the hours. This is the address. You need some cards to hand out? I'll give them to you. Get busy for the master. I must work while it is day. The night is coming when no man can work. That's what the master said. So I must be about my father's business. Hallelujah. Sometimes we suffer from affliction, sometimes from physical pain. That's not the time to blame God. God is not your problem. God is your answer. God did not bring the sickness. He may use it to teach you something. He'll teach you how to use your faith. When sickness comes my way, I don't just ask God for healing. I ask him, God, what do you want me to learn from this trial? What do you want me to learn from this situation? Never forget this. The whole time that our faith is being tested, we are under God's protection. The whole time your faith is being tested, you are under God's divine protection. God does not abandon us during our hardship. The Bible says we are kept by the power of God through faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. So don't quit. God is a good God, and he will deliver you. The Bible says to hold fast our confession of faith without wavering, for he is faithful, that promise. Hallelujah. And after you've done the will of the Father, you shall receive the promise. I love stuff like that. The Father told me if I would just do his will. What's he ask you to do? What has he impressed you to do? Do his will and watch God work. Hallelujah. He said, before the day was, I am he. I will work, and none can stop me, saith the Lord God of hosts. Hallelujah. Nobody can stop God. You can limit him, but don't limit God. You can abandon and quit, but don't quit. Just keep sending your prayers up. Send up some praise. Send up some glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Get happy, happy, happy. Glory to God. Do you have to jump like that? Yes. Glory. I've got something in me. Woo! Stronger than ever ready battery. It's called the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Do you feel that good? I ain't got a thing to do with what I feel. I just feel him inside of me. Glory to God. And when I think about where he brought me from to where I am today, I've got to praise him. I've got to shout hallelujah. I've got to say hallelujah to the Lamb. Don't ever quit. And don't blame God for your problems either. Amen. God is not your problem. God is your answer. I read a story several years ago. My man is in heaven now, H.G. Reynolds. He had a place in his basement. And every time it would rain, it would flood with water. So he went and got him a 7 or 8 pound sledgehammer, about an 8 pounder, 8 pounder. He went, he said, I'm going to knock a hole in that concrete, and I'm going to put me a drain in this hole. And when I do, I won't ever have a problem with that basement flooding again. So he gets him this 8 pound sledgehammer. He goes down into his basement and he begins to beat on that concrete. Boom. He just beat it and beat it and beat it, changed hands and beat it some more. And he looked at it and he hadn't moved it, it looked like. But the tide was rising. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Julia. The tide is rising. He said, I've expended almost all my energy. He said, Lord, I'm going to hit it one more time in Jesus' name. He said, and if it doesn't change, then I'm going to just quit. Don't ever quit. He reached back with all his might, and he came and hit that thing. That sledgehammer bounced off the floor again, but he looked down, and he saw a little dust and a crack. He said, that encouraged me so much. I took that sledgehammer, and I beat it, and I beat it, and I beat it. I beat it. That seed is the word of God. Take the word of God and beat it against that problem. Beat it against that problem. Beat it against that problem. He said, and I beat it until I broke it all to pieces and put the drain in the floor. Maybe you're right on the brink of your miracle. Don't quit. Don't ever give up. Hallelujah. I want to show you something as I end. Jesus gives us a parable about an unjust judge. And God wants us to dig in and be determined like this woman and never, never, never quit. Never give up. I rebuke the quitting spirit in the name of Jesus. I release the spirit of faith. I release the spirit of power. I release the spirit of love and a sound mind. Ramoko Shataya. Put 1 Timothy 1:7 up there. 1 Timothy. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a spirit of power. Get a hold of this one. A spirit of love. A spirit of a sound mind. My mind is the mind of Christ. My mind shall be sound in Jesus' name. Start confessing that. Confessing it over your loved one. It's the seed. The kingdom of God is as if a man should cast seed into the ground. He should sleep and rise night and day. The seed brings forth of itself. He knoweth not how. First the blade, then the ear. After that, the full miracle. Woo! Hallelujah! Glory! 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 Get the Holy Ghost power mixed in on it. Hallelujah! Y'all have to speak in tongues like that. Yes, I gotta turn him loose. Hallelujah! We need miracles. We need the miracle working power of God. We're not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed like some preachers gonna relegate the Holy Ghost to the back room. All they got is a bunch of dead sermons. No power of God. It takes the Holy Ghost to do the work that Jesus paid for at Calvary. Turn him loose in your life. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Luke 18:8. This widow, she kept coming to this unjust judge. And finally he granted her request because of her constant coming. Yet because this widow troubleth me, the unjust judge said, I will avenge her. At least her continual coming, she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. Now look at this, verse 7. The perfect number. And shall not God avenge his own elect? Ooh. Oh, are you his? Yes. Shall not God, the God of all flesh, shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry, pray, cry out of their heart day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? Don't ever quit. Don't ever quit praying. God will not fail you. You may fail God, but God will not fail you. Many times we neglect to pray. We neglect to study the Word of God. We neglect to assemble in the house of God and hear the Word of faith preached under the anointing. And when we do, we just tend to drift away from God. We don't do that by purpose. But if we're not careful, we have a tendency to drift. Church, we don't live by what we see. We live by the promises of God. Brother Clark, we don't live by what we see. We live by the power of God. If you've been seeking God, he is with you. No matter what you are experiencing, no matter how heavy the trial, no matter how heavy the load, no matter how long it's been, a delay is not a denial. You know, faith does not grow by answered prayer. Faith grows as we go through those hard places, seeking our answer. And as we seek him, he said, you shall find me if you will search for me with all your heart. Let us stand. Seeing then we have a great high priest, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that is passed into the heavens, let us hold fast our profession of faith. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. Do you have a time of need? If you can get to the altar, come on down. If you need to make an altar in your seat, then make an altar right where you are. But come pour your heart out to Jesus. Don't quit. Don't ever quit. Don't let a quitting spirit get on you, and you shall receive your miracle. Come on, let's pray, church. Glory to God. Hallelujah.